You're with KUOW Seattle. The express toll lanes on I-405 are a moneymaker. In 3 months last year, drivers spent three times more than the state predicted they would. That means that plenty of people are choosing to pay full price for the express lanes when they could be carpooling and using them for free. Why is that? I asked Debbie Jaksich with King County's Communities in Motion program. Her job is to try to get you to stop driving solo, and here's why drivers don't do it.
They want the flexibility to go to work whenever they want and to come home whenever they want. And they have errands to run, and they have kids to pick up. And so they have all these personal reasons why they can't be in a formalized relationship with a carpool buddy. But the thing that we say is it doesn't have to be every day. If you carpooled one or two days a week, you're helping.
Do you think we exaggerate how much flexibility we need?
Mm-hmm. You say, I need my car because my kid might get sick today and I have to go home and take care of it, or something's going to come up that I need my car. But then when we walk them through it and we actually have them look at maybe their schedule and what they've actually done over the last couple months, the reality is that they haven't had to use their car once during the day. They have not had to leave early. So we provide things like emergency ride home. So if they've either come to work in a bus or a carpool or a vanpool and something does happen, they're guaranteed that they can get home quickly to go pick up their child from school and take them to the doctor and take them to the drugstore and go home with them. That takes away the fear factor that they're going to be stranded.
Yeah, so much for that excuse.
Yes. So we've tried to come up with products to take away the excuse. So if you're in a carpool, now your carpool person has to leave because they had an emergency. Now you're stranded. You still get an emergency ride home. So we use that as a tool to take away that fear factor that I'm going to be stranded, because you aren't going to be stranded. We're going to get you home no matter what.
What if I really like my alone time? Couldn't I? I've heard about other cities where you just agree, we're going to carpool together, but we're going to be silent.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You have personal rules of your carpool or vanpool. You decide no perfume, no music. You decide we're going to switch driving 1 week on, 1 week off. So there's a lot of ways to set up a carpool that makes it work for both parties or for all parties concerned.
That is Debbie Jaksich with King County's Communities in Motion program. She is telling you, just try a carpool. People who try it actually like it.
Once they actually form and they are together and they work out the details, they stay together for a long, long time. We've had groups together for 10, 15 years.
But if carpooling is so great and cheap, why don't more people do it? Here's what a couple of you said.
Carpooling is flawed. And preferential treatment in carpool lanes is flawed. It's a flawed idea. People change jobs all the time. They have demands from the family. They have to be home. On and on. There's lots of reasons why I don't carpool, because all those have happened to me, and I know what happened to everybody else.
Many people just don't drive, and that's what I suggest people do. Take the bus. Forget about carpooling. We don't need any more carpoolers on the road either.
There is always the bus, which also uses the 405 express toll lanes. The controversial lanes. So many people detest those toll lanes that a petition to remove them has more than 30,000 signatures.